Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Kicked off as soon as the show went live, which seems to be a staple of Blog Talk Radio. If you call in with Skype, as soon as the show goes live, you're pretty much fucked. So luckily, at least one of us is now calling in just on a standard phone line. But we're going to see if we can get Double Z back in action here. I'm not called in as the host, so I hope I'm even something's even going on here.
It appears you're calling back
into a live show.
We are reconnecting you now.
Hello, hello. Hey.
What's the good word, Rufus?
Well, the good word is apparently Blog Talk Radio still kicks people off as soon as the show goes live. If you're using
that.
Skype. I don't know. I'm called in on the phone line. Luckily, I'm in the studio, so I just kicked on my mic and I was able to keep the show rolling. But yeah, that's weird that they would offer a Skype call-in service and not have it work.
Yeah, well, typical Blog Talk Radio. That's all I can say.
They're like a weird uncle you tolerate, but you really don't
right.
want to spend too much time in the same room with.
Right, because eventually he always tries to touch your pee-pee.
Yeah, and then the rest of the night's horrible. I mean, part's all right.
Yeah, I mean, if he would just learn to cuddle, if Uncle Weirdo could just learn to cuddle, the world would be a happier place.
Absolutely. I mean, if he would just realize there's other parts of my body than my pee-pee that need some affection, then my uncle would be totally cool.
Well, I know. He's always been pretty affectionate with your mouth, I thought.
Well, that's true, but again, it's only one part of his body that apparently approves
right.
of my mouth.
Maybe Uncle Weirdo just wasn't such a selfish lover.
How much weirder can this get before both of us just feel strange?
You know what?
That's what my uncle says.
I feel strange already because, you know, my wife and daughter have been sick for a couple days, and I'm getting to that point where it's obviously I'm getting sick with like a cough and a head cold and all the good stuff that comes with the changing of the seasons here in Colorado
yeah.
where I smoke marijuana recreationally whenever I want. That's why I can't say the word recreationally. But so when you're getting sick and you get like that weird feeling in your head, you're just like, oh, man, this is not going to fucking be good. You kind of feel you're on like – it's the same feeling I have when I've drank for like 3 weeks straight and then decided to take a day off. And you're just like, wow. When you see spiders on the walls, it's just not a fucking good thing.
And you can't even knock them off because you got the shake so bad.
Right, yeah. Well, when you're curled up in the fetal position on your bedspread because you're sweating through the sheets, then, yeah, I mean, it's almost like you're worthless until you get a pint of vodka in there or something.
Yeah, and then it's like Popeye and spinach. It's like, fuck yeah, let's roll, man.
Right.
I'm me again.
Then you're like, right back at it. I feel normal.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you realize I never should have quit drinking in the first place. That was so stupid and selfish of me.
I realize that often. Unfortunately, you think I would realize that only once and then continue drinking. But I do take times off. And for like 2 days, I feel fucking great. And by the third day, I'm like, life is really fucking boring. I'm going to drink a beer.
I used to drink a lot more than I do because now I'm just smoking a lot more pot. But I felt like I was trying to give the rest of the world kind of an edge. I was like hampering myself because I'm like, you know, I'm obviously superior to most people. Your present company excluded, obviously. But I'm like,
sure.
People need me to try to kind of handicap myself. And so I decided to do it with booze. Now I'm just doing it with booze and weed. And it seems to be working out well.
You know, that is true. That I've noticed that now that I've been partaking of God's plant, that I drink a lot less. Like, as soon as I start, because that's late in the evening for me. I start drinking about 5:30, and I'll have some beers. I'll wait till the kid goes to bed, and then I start puffing the good stuff. And the beer's gone, and I go to bed like 2 hours earlier and happier and less drunk.
Well, that's a good thing in a way.
Well, it is.
Bad for Anheuser-Busch stuff.
What's a better drink? Yeah, bad for Anheuser-Busch stuff for sure, because I was keeping them afloat for a while.
I would like to say that tonight's show, I've decided that I'm going to smoke a different strain on every show. And tonight's show, I'm smoking strawberry cough, Rufus. I think you can see the top of the jar here, and there's what strawberry cough looks like.
And I can't see you at all.
Really?
No, is your video on? I can hear you fine. No delay or nothing, but I can't see it.
I can see myself, and I'm a fucking handsome devil. There's no doubt.
No, I can't
but,
see it.
But it does not taste like strawberries. It tastes like ass smoke, but that's fine, too. I can live with that.
What's it called, strawberry
what? I've been hoarding strawberry cough. I've been hoarding so much marijuana, like different strains and stuff, that I'm like, I've got to start smoking some of this pot because, I mean, I've got like a 2-year supply probably of fucking weed.
Wow.
But I'm like that, dude. You know what? Let me tell you why I'm like that, Rufus, because every time I find something that I like, it fucking gets discontinued. It's like a no-brainer. It obviously, after I find something I like a week later, it's discontinued.
That's true with everything, with me too. Like, if I find something I like, well, suddenly it's gone. Or if I get into, like, a fad or some kind of new style of music, suddenly it's passé and I'm an idiot for even being involved with it. But it's because I'm on the cutting edge.
Yes, you cling on to your Van Halen roots.
Right. Well, no, it's here's the deal. We get into the late end of trends because we're already looking forward to the next trend. That's what the deal is.
It's kind of hard for us to get into trends because we're setting trends. We're busy setting instead of seeing what the other trends are. And that's kind of what that douchebag Eddie Van Halen said, though, in his interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the difference is that we're right, and we can back that up with analytics and numbers and impact on society, that kind of thing.
Very, very true. Thank you. Thank you for remembering that.
As much as I love Van Halen, they are no hyper sloth. They're like our stepchild, our adopted Down syndrome boy that we let do some work around the house.
So do you think if Eddie Van Halen got colorectal cancer, he would be saying that he used to store like all his picks up his ass?
He might say he accidentally swallowed some and they got lodged.
Well, that's probably true. That is actually probably true. He probably, when he gets liver cancer, he's just going to say it's from having the pick in his mouth and swallowing spit, I would imagine.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's a logical conclusion. The pick spit swallow.
He's got it all figured out.
Well, of course. That's why he's Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie, call us. 646-478-0616. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Can he, like, talk normally or not now? Is Eddie talking like this? Like, you don't got half a tongue.
No, he talks normally. He can talk, but goddamn, after 35 years of chain smoking, he's got a rough ass voice.
So do you think he's so vain that if he would have lost, this last thing I'm going to say about Eddie, my last question about your thoughts on Eddie. We're going to call this section of the show Rufus's thoughts on Eddie.
Do you think if
he did cut off part of his tongue and he couldn't talk normally, do you think he would kill himself?
No, because I don't think he's a talker, really. I mean, he is really a guitar guy. As long as he can play guitar, if he lost his hands and his tongue, he'd be fucking out, I guess. But he would write down what he wanted to tell people to do and think, and his brother Alex would just sort of be his
trumpet. In the band there, I mean, do they share 50, I mean, obviously Alex is not like the songwriter that Eddie is. I would say Eddie is probably more to thank for the band's success.
Yeah, musically for the music, yeah, he writes pretty much all the music. But they work together. Apparently, even David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar both say that, like, those guys working together is just, it's fucking nuts. It's almost like their brains are, you know, plugged into some weird computer. They just work so well together and shit comes out of them. But, I mean, when it comes to, like, lyrics and vocal melodies and stuff, that's up to, you know, the singers. They don't really come up with that shit.
Oh, I thought that Eddie, like, did it all, according to Eddie. Or is he just talking about guitar-wise?
Well, no, he comes up with the music. He can't even tell you. He honestly, he said in an interview at one point that he doesn't know any fucking lyrics to any Van Halen song prior to Sammy Hagar's, and he doesn't know most of those. He just plays the music and sings the background melodies when necessary.
That guy is a giver. He's a true giver, no doubt.
Yes, he is. Love you, Eddie. I really do. It's crazy. Eddie and I have an abusive relationship, and I'm willing to accept that.
I can tell. The way you cower when Eddie puts up his hand, it's just fucking terrifying.
It is, but it brings
even,
me some kind of
joy. Even though it's only on TV.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'll pop in a VHS of that 1986 live Van Halen performance with Sammy Hagar in Connecticut. And every time they, like, do a shot where the camera's looking up at him and he's cowering, I flinch, my shoulders go up over my ears a little bit.
Dude, you know what's so weird is, I don't know if you know this, but when we lived in Roehampton and you used to watch that, you just used to sit in the corner, like, curled up in the fetal position. It was very strange.
Yeah,
I thought
it was
because there was good acoustics in the corner of the room, but apparently it went much deeper than that.
That's true. I did explore the space of the room and find the best place to cower.
So, speaking of politics, did you watch the debate the other night after we got off the show? Did you catch any of it?
No, I've caught none of it, and I haven't even really. From what I saw from, like, polls, apparently Bernie Sanders won. And I've kind of got a hint from that the mainstream media venues are trying to spin it like Hillary Clinton won.
Right. That's exactly what it seems
like
too.
Okay, cool. I'm not caught
up on
it.
All I want to say is I think we need to start a Facebook page called Boners for Bernie.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Because, dude, I was actually wanting to, like, I was like, I hope me and Bernie at least disagree on one thing, and we did not. It's like he was reading my fucking mind up there. I feel like,
really?
I feel like he's like my puppet that I'm feeding him information, and he's just like saying it on stage in front of people.
Well, I have to watch it. I've seen literally no footage. I've just kind of, it's been a busy day today at work, so I kind of checked some headlines. I was hoping Bernie would do well, so I guess you're saying that he did do well and made some.
Oh,
good
he
point.
Did excellent. Hillary, yeah. Obviously, Hillary is a better speaker than anybody
right.
on that stage, because she's fucking had 25 years of like doing nothing but that. I mean, the Secretary
right.
of State is basically just a fucking spokesperson, right? I mean, you don't really
yeah.
do anything.
Exactly, and being you know First Lady to the president for however many years. I mean, you kind of. She's a trained SEAL, I think, for the most part.
Here's the thing, dude. I was dying, and someone call up if you notice this, too, 646-478-0616, that the other people on the stage might as well have not even been there. And I'm not saying because this was kind of like a between Hillary and Bernie Sanders type thing, really, is kind of what it turned into. But every
right.
time the other guys talked, they fucking made fools of themselves. I'm like, why is this poor guy here? He obviously has no chance of winning anything and really kind of has no idea what the fuck is going on. And I'll tell you what, Anderson Cooper, I like Anderson Cooper. I don't know if you know much about Anderson Cooper. Yes, he's gay or whatever. And obviously gay people don't bother me. So he was
they
like not
better.
Letting these guys slide on anything. He was calling everybody
really?
Out. I mean, basically calling everybody a fucking fool and a liar.
King ass. Way to go, Coop.
Except for Hillary. Except for Hillary because they were sharing makeup tips.
Jesus Christ. So who are – I don't even know who the other people are.
I
mean, they can't be that bad. I can't think of a single – is Biden one of them? Was he
no,
in the group?
No, Biden, Biden was a no-show. Apparently, this is what I'm taking from what's in the news. Biden was, like, planning on coming in after this. You know, he's like, I can't be bothered with that. I'm too busy doing something or other. And now they're saying don't even show up because after Bernie and Hillary on stage, there's no reason for Biden to even fucking show up. He won't get anything. He won't win anything.
Wow.
And here's the thing. Afterwards, Rufus, I mean, I watched this thing for 2.5 hours, and I still couldn't tell you those. They were asking everybody in the audience, you know, who do you think won? And, like, everybody said Bernie. But, like you
said,
when you read it in the paper, it's like Hillary won. And that's just, I mean, it's just how ridiculous the big business runs fucking the United States. They won't even give Bernie a fucking chance because they don't like his politics.
Well, it's funny. I check the Drudge Report every fucking day. Supposedly it's right-leaning. I guess maybe it is. But Drudge Report put up a poll. Who do you think fucking won? And even the Drudge Report, like, participants, like Bernie Sanders, like 71% fucking won.
Yeah.
Even the Drudge Report people agree that, oh, yeah, he fucking nailed it.
Well, I think secretly that they're probably hoping he gets the nomination because they don't think he'll get elected.
But compared
my
to
mom,
who, I mean,
myself,
who
my mom said to me, we will just agree to disagree on politics because she watches Fox News all day and she hates fucking Bernie Sanders. And she doesn't know anything about Bernie except that Fox News says to hate him.
Yeah, Fox News is weird. I mean, really, all the quote-unquote news channels, like, I catch Fox News sometimes, and I'll be surfing, like, YouTube, and I'll look for interviews with people that I'm interested in. And it is so – it's just blatantly fucking obvious that everybody on Fox News has a complete and total agenda in disregards – any fucking facts that just make them uncomfortable. But then I see the same thing a lot watching CNN in the other direction. And it just makes you think, what do we do? What the hell?
Probably the irony of the whole thing is that Fox News has registered the trademark Fair and Balanced.
Which is ridiculous.
I mean, obviously, you don't have to prove anything to get a trademark.
Yeah, I need to make a correction. CNN tends to be, I think, the most sort of level playing ground that I've seen. It's MSNBC that is obviously – it's the left version of Fox News, I think, as far as what I've noticed. CNN, I really kind of get a sense they're the real deal for the most part.
And I think that is because CNN brings a lot of people, like different producers and stuff, that from both sides of the coin, you know what I mean, to put together packages and shows and guests and whatnot. Whereas when you're talking like an MSNBC or a Fox News, they're just like, we only hire either hardcore leftist commies or evangelistic Republicans.
Well, I remember I was watching some YouTube clip from Fox News. It was a Sean Hannity show. This is a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember now who was involved or what it was about. But there were four fucking panelists. It was Sean Hannity talking to four panelists. Three of the panelists were obviously like right-wing nut jobs, not just Republicans, but, you know, Sean Hannity's. And there was only one who you couldn't even pin the guy down as like a liberal or a Republican. He was just kind of talking calmly with common sense and being drowned out by these barbaric fucking shouters that were just kind of driving home bullet points and not really discussing whatever the topic was. And I was like, oh, that's it. That's a beautiful representation.
That is totally their MO. That's what they get people on there to do. I mean, it's like, you know that you're going on Fox News. Just know that you're not going to get a word in edgewise. They're just going to yell at the top of their voice. I can't watch it. And it makes me crazy when I watch it because my mom's kind of a nervous person anyways, but if you watch, like, Fox News, they're always fucking yelling. I mean, someone is always yelling or always talking over someone. It's insanity.
The only show I've ever seen on Fox News, and I found it accidentally, and I don't even remember, like, how I found it. There was some event going on or whatever. And I was watching it, and I didn't even know I was watching Fox News. It was so level-headed and just straightforward and didn't really seem to have a bend one way or the other. and that was the Shepard Smith's program. I don't know what it's called, but I've seen him a few more times. And Shepard Smith, I think he got a lot of YouTube recognition a few months ago for something he said. He went on this big tirade that was totally against what most Fox News people would think.
Is he the black guy?
No, he's a guy, a white dude in his younger 50s. Really, really cool. I've checked out his show a few times, but it is so out of place on Fox News. I don't know. I can't believe when I watch it.
Are you sure this wasn't an infomercial?
No, that's right. It was for the Slap Chop.
Turns out, now that I think about it, Shepard Smith was selling timeshares in Mexico.
That's right. And I can't believe how unbiased he was.
Right. Everybody has good credit. It doesn't matter which side of the border you're on.
That's right. Democrat, Republican, we can get you in a timeshare today. I was like, man, that's what we need in news.
Who are these Cook brothers? Who the fuck are the Cook brothers?
I have no idea. None.
Because apparently they're throwing $1 billion at the Republicans to win this fucking election, and it's no secret. I mean, Bernie Sanders is right, dude. The super PACs are fucked. Super PACs should be fucking illegal. That's the one thing that the other Democrats had to say, except for Hillary, because she has a bunch of super PACs behind her, were saying that that big business. This is what Bernie Sanders said, that this is what most people took away. At one point, they were talking about Wall Street, right? And he was asking Hillary, you know, why she voted against some kind of law or whatever. I can't remember the names of all the fucking laws that they talk about. But you know, she said, well, I was there, and I told them that they need to stop playing with other people's money, blah, 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 you know. And he's like, so you gave them, like, a stern talking to? It's going to take more than that. You know, he said that Congress doesn't run Wall Street. Wall Street runs Congress, and I mean, it's fucking hands down. That's it.
Absolutely. God. That's right on the money, so to speak.
As a person, you know, obviously we're going to be very wealthy in the near future, and as a person that's going to be coming into a massive amount of wealth, I just want to say I want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, because, you know what, instead of sending everything offshore to be built, let people build it here. But give the middle class the money to fucking buy shit. There doesn't have to be two fucking classes. There can be the upper class and the middle class and the lower class. Not just – they're turning it into, like, upper class and lower class, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. And the upper class – I mean, there's, like, an even – what's beyond upper? There's, like, a premium
class.
A premium class that has so much fucking shit – that they're hoarding for no reason. I mean, I get
right.
The idea of, well, I worked hard and I made billions and billions of dollars, so I should keep it. But yeah, you're a fucking human being in a society of other human beings. We're like an ant colony, right? Let's help each other out. You know, the ants don't like hoard all the fucking orange peels they find. They're like, oh, orange peel. Check it out, guys.
I don't know if you remember this a few weeks ago on the show. I had mentioned that what it's going to take for there to be any change in Washington is for, like, people to overthrow the government, right? Or march on the government. Do you remember me saying that at all?
Yeah, I do.
Well, guess what Bernie Sanders said? It's like he must have listened to the show, and then he kind of used my line for his show. And I, you know what? That's fine. Bernie can do that. I'm good with that. But he said, you know what? People need to get out in the streets. I mean, he's talking about free college for people, immigrants, whoever. And he's right. You've got to do that. If you want society to move forward, you've got to educate all the fucking people for free.
Right.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer. Yeah, it is a no-brainer. And there's bigger things coming down the pike faster than I think we're ready for them. I mean, automation is going to put shit tons of people out of jobs. And
crazy.
The only way that people aren't going to be – there's going to be a shift, dude, where suddenly, oh, my God, all these jobs, not just manual labor jobs, but even white-collar jobs, are replaced by algorithms and smart-thinking machines and AI, and people are going to be out of fucking work. But the capitalist system is still going to demand that people have a certain amount of money to do certain things.
Right. So, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. The entire system is going to have to be changed to accommodate that. And the only way to do it is to it's called a I don't remember what it's called, a minimum, a bare minimum. No, it's not even like a minimum wage. It's a bare minimum income. Everybody gets the same fucking amount, period, just to cover expenses. And if you want to do something more to make extra money, you can, but that can be mostly creative endeavors. You know, you can sell your music and sell your art and shit, because all the
but
other
no one will have money
things
to buy it.
That we need are covered by technology. But that doesn't fit a capitalist model.
Right. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't know why you want to put your own best customer out of business. I mean, who do the Republicans think their fucking customers are? I mean, it's not the Chinese. Chinese people aren't coming here and buying things, and they're not buying things from these huge corporations that are headquartered in the United States. Wouldn't you want the average consumer to fucking be able to buy your product by giving them more money?
Yeah, I think most of the weight needs to be dumped on the big corporations who have guys who make like a $400 million bonus and shit. I mean, right. Are you fucking serious? I mean, I get like a small business owner. If you own Hank's Hardware and you have three employees and you can pay them $10 an hour and the minimum wage gets hiked to 15, you still have the same amount of customers. You're going to have to make some changes there. But if you're Walmart, that offsets the whole point of the minimum wage.
Right.
But if you're Walmart and you're hoarding millions or billions of dollars, you know, you could pay your people a little better.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, especially when, again, your employee is your best customer. I can't tell you how many times you see a person at, like, Walmart shopping at fucking Walmart, and I guarantee you they're not getting a discount. They're paying the same fucking price everybody else does. So they get paid, and then they have to spend their paycheck at Walmart. Maybe that's it. It's like slavery, if you think about it. It's no different than, like, shopping at the company store, which used to be illegal, right? I mean, after a while, they broke that shit up.
I don't know, but I watched a documentary about Walmart. It was a couple of years ago. I was in Nicaragua. And somebody, a Walmart employee that they interviewed in this documentary, made that same point. She's like, I get my paycheck from Walmart, where I work, and I spend it all at Walmart before I walk out the door. Because there's no other options in their town. There's no other grocery store. There's no other hardware store. There's no other clothing store. And she's like, it just feels so weird that I bust my ass at Walmart and walk out with stuff that I bought from Walmart. She's like, it doesn't compute in my brain. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even give you a choice. It is. It's slavery in a weird way. Kind of like slavery, right?
It's basically
employ you to feed and clothe you. The only thing they're doing is they're getting away with not having to house you, I guess.
It's a depressing documentary, dude. It's pretty fucking depressing. And I think it was done in like mid-2000s. You know, it's not even new.
Was it a Roger Moore vehicle? Or what's that?
Michael Moore?
Did I call him Roger Moore? Whoops.
Roger Moore, wasn't he at 007?
Yes, he was, actually.
He's
I just want to
say,
going on the record, he was the best James Bond.
He was. You know what, dude? I've never seen, from start to finish, any James Bond movie.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel sad for you at this moment.
Are they that good?
They're good. I mean, I would think you would like it. I don't see why what you wouldn't like about it, to be honest with you. Have you ever started to watch one? Like an hour? Did you get an hour in? Did you get 10 minutes in?
No, I've never made a point of watching one. I've just caught them, you know, flipping through channels or whatever throughout the years. I've never like been like, I'm going to watch a 007 movie. I'm not saying they're bad. I can't say they're bad. I've just never seen one.
He's a dapper dude who's kind of a badass and gets laid by hot chicks. I mean, what's not for the fucking average red-blooded American to want to watch that, other than the fact that he's English?
Sounds like I could teach him a few things, then. He should be from Arkansas. That really
he
put the icing on the cake.
I've never seen him drink a case of Budweiser in one sitting. That I will say about Roger Moore. You could teach him something.
Yeah, I could.
Teach him how to drink that Budweiser. You're a Bud Light guy, though, so he probably could do a case of Bud Light.
Yeah, probably. As long as it was in a champagne-fluted glass.
As long as it was shaken, not stirred.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to shake a Bud Light.
Yeah, well, yeah. What, you know what's weird is I was wrong about it. It's actually Anheuser-Busch that's buying out the Miller Lite people. So now I'm afraid of what's going to happen to Miller Lite.
I don't care for Miller Lite, but something about that seems wrong. I mean, you should have two big companies.
Yes, you should.
Fucking going at it all the time. I don't like the idea of one big company buying out another one, and then you just have one company doing what they want.
For something like beer, you know what I mean? Trying to set up the distribution channels and shit. I mean, that is a nightmare in its own right. But I mean, now they charge whatever the fuck they want. Because you're not going to have a choice what you're going to fucking pay for beer.
That's right. They can charge you whatever they want, and they can keep the quality as low as they want. There's no competition. They're like, well, fuck it.
Well, you know, if they wouldn't let the cigarette companies join each other like 10 years ago, why is it okay for the beer companies? I mean, they wouldn't let AT&T and Verizon do it, but I mean, it's just like business is getting so big and so ridiculous now, and like owns the government, just like the people are saying, because it used to be you couldn't do something like that. Now they're like, oh yeah, let Charter Cable buy Comcast or whatever. You know, I mean, no,
right.
I mean that you can't do that. We got rid of that 30 years ago. Why are we going back to that?
No. It's because those corporations are funneling fucking money into politicians, and politicians are like, yeah, okay, well, we're not going to look at all that. Let's deal with our kids wearing seatbelts in cars, not whether people are getting fucked all the time.
Now that Procter & Gamble is making the adult driving helmet, I'm sure that they're going to probably pass some kind of law that you have to wear a helmet while you drive a car just to sell more helmets.
Probably. I mean, especially now that they're making self-driving cars, there's got to be more precaution. You're just going to be in bubble wrap in your fucking car, and it's going to go around doing its own thing.
Right, yeah, and you're just sitting inside in your cocoon. Well, I mean, I saw on CNBC today that, like, Target stock is down, like, all the Walmart stock is down. All the brick-and-mortar places are getting the fucking shit beat out of them by Amazon. Like, Amazon is taking over clothes sales in the United States from Macy's. They're, like, bigger than Macy's as far as clothes sales go now.
Right.
I mean, that's a fucking big deal. I mean, that just tells you that even brick-and-mortar aren't long for this fucking world. That's how lazy people are. But still, somehow, I don't get it. The Postal Service loses money. Why doesn't Amazon just buy the fucking Post Service and fucking put those people to work?
I don't know. But another thing to think about is that anybody can sell on Amazon. You can set up a store on Amazon. I mean, if you're a brick, I've done it before. I had an electronic store on Amazon. I got so many orders I couldn't keep up with them. My problem
right.
was my supplier. So if you're a brick and mortar and you're not selling on Amazon, then you're kind of just not up with the times. But now, why they haven't bought out the post office, I don't know. I love shopping on Amazon. And I get shit from different suppliers. You know, I mean, I check the prices. It doesn't always come from Amazon. It comes from so-and-so and so-and-what. And I'm happy to buy it.
Me too. And that makes us part of the problem, dude, because what we're doing by doing that is putting people out of work as well.
No,
except
it's not
for
part of
UPS
the problem. Right. Well, there's an ebb and flow and a fucking balance of that. If I run Joe's Hardware and Amazon's, you know, taking money away from me because I'm losing sales to them, well, it only costs like nothing for me to go to Amazon and set up a Joe's Hardware store, and suddenly all my listings come up when somebody searches for a grommet. And now I'm selling grommets on Amazon.
But you, I mean, you have to advertise like on Google to get people to find your grommets on Amazon?
No, it has nothing to do with Google. You advertise on Amazon. It's not even advertising on Amazon. You just become part of Amazon. I've done it before. And you upload your inventory, and your product starts surfacing. And as long as you provide shit at a good price with a good shipping time, then you get ratings, and you start surfacing. Dude, I was in Nicaragua selling shit on Amazon, and I couldn't keep up with it. I had to shut it down because my supplier was like, you're getting too many fucking sales. I was having to call client or customers and say, look, this is back ordered for so many days. I was just like, it's too much of a headache. But if that was like my main gig, I'd be selling on Amazon all fucking day long.
Why didn't you just find a new supplier?
Because I was drop shipping. It's different. Like the Bud Buddy, you've got the Bud Buddy, right?
Right.
I mean,
I'm familiar with drop shipping.
That's why. It's because the drop shippers are always fucking shady ass douchebags. So I was getting all these sales, and they were dragging their feet or shipping broken shit. So I was like, fuck it, it's not worth it. But
right.
If I had a brick and mortar packed with goods, fuck yeah, I'd have all that on Amazon. I'd have it on eBay, and I'd have it on thefind.com. And then I could hire more people just to pack shit for me.
Right, so, and then you could buy the fucking post office.
I pay for it in stamps. I have a stamp collection. How odd would that be to cash in your stamp collection to buy the post office?
That would be awesome. You just take it to them in stamps. Like, just say, I need $40 billion worth of stamps. I mean, how much is the post office worth, do you think? Really not anything, because when you lose money as a business, you're worthless.
They
just
money
have to liquidate
constantly.
Their trucks and shit.
Right. I don't understand how the post office still exists. I really don't. I get nothing
you know
from
what?
The post office.
I'll tell you why it exists. It's just another reason for the government to say, give us some money so we can help support this. You know, just that little bit out of your check every month. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of this arm of our business. It's losing money, but you can pay for it. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
Right. And it's meaningless. I mean, you shut down the post office tomorrow. Oh, my God, millions of people out of jobs. But you know what? Oh, my God, FedEx and UPS suddenly needs a shitload of fucking employees. Those guys all get jobs. Now the government's
right.
not paying for anything, and everybody gets their shit on time.
Well, I mean, the government, I don't know why it took me so long. I'm 46 years old, Rufus, as of, what, 2 months ago. And I'm just recently coming to grips. I always knew the government was dirty, right, and whatever. But I guess I didn't realize just how deep it really fucking goes and how there really is just a few people who pull the fucking strings, basically in the world, not even in the United States, in the whole fucking entire world.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it's a big sinister cabal thing. They're like puppet masters or shit. I think they've just reached a level of so much money and power that they've just lost touch with everything else. And everything besides them is dehumanized. They don't really see the citizens as people. They're just like, oh, those are numbers we have to manipulate in certain spreadsheets to make certain things look good. But, yeah, that's an artifact of byproduct of
and when you get into politics, right? After, I mean, I'm sure everybody gets into politics. I mean, at some point, maybe some people do anyways. Get into politics because they think they're going to make a change. But then when you realize how fucking cushy it is to fucking be in politics and how you don't pay for health care and you get a fucking steady check and you get a fucking couple months off a year and, you know, free this and free that. I mean, you're like,
exactly.
Why would I ever want anything to change? This is too fucking sweet.
That's true. That's why every political assignment or elected spot needs to have, like, strict term limits. Like, you can only hold this position for so long, and then you can't ever hold it again.
Right.
Ever.
I'm saying –
because it becomes a career choice.
6 years is a good number, I think. I personally think. Because it's kind of long enough to get you established and start doing shit. Because everybody's going to – kind of have to learn the job from scratch every 6 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think 6 years is good. I'd even go for 12 years. As long as you know that after that time, you're not going to be reelected. You know, you've got to go back to the real fucking world. But the problem is, like you just said, people get in there, even with the best of intentions, and suddenly free this, free that, lobbyists, like, hey, yeah, you vote this way on that thing about cigarettes, I'll put your family on a $50,000 vacation.
And here's the problem, too, Rufus, is that when they do get out, like you're saying, say there is a 12-year limit, when they get out, they just become fucking lobbyists. Right? They just are like the people that go into the fucking place every day where they know Joe, the fucking general. You know what they should do?
That's
I think
true.
Every
true.
Fucking politician should have to fucking clean up shit for fucking one day a week and see how many people would still want to do that fucking job.
I agree. I mean, I totally agree. I'm not hesitating because I don't. I'm thinking because you're right. I mean, even going into it from the offset, so many politicians haven't really done anything other than they're lawyers. They inherited money. That's pretty much it. They're lawyers or they inherited money. There's no – you and me, we're not represented.
Their dad was a fucking senator.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah. So they're lawyers or they inherited money or their dad was somebody, which we've seen in the highest fucking echelons, obviously. There's no real fucking people in politics at all. None. None whatsoever. Damn.
What are we going to do about this?
I don't know what we can do.
Bernie
Let's
Sanders
run for president.
Right. We got to march on fucking Washington with pitchforks and fucking shit. I mean, the deal is, dude, if you did something like that right now, I guarantee you the American government is not fucking – I know this is we turn this into a political show, but this is a political fucking time of year. The American government
yes.
is not against calling out the fucking National Guard or the cops. Just like they would in fucking Nicaragua or some fucking third world country, you know what I mean, to save their fucking own asses. They would just start firing into a crowd. I can guarantee you that. They've done it.
Or drones now. They'll just fire up some drones and drop some tear gas in the middle of the fucking – you and I –
oh, my God.
You can write into the ballot, right? You and I should run for president. We'll flip a coin to see who's going to be president or vice president.
You can be president. I don't even want to be president. I just want to sit into the meetings and get all the free hamburgers and shit.
Oh, man. But you know what? Zigzag and Rufus rolls off the tongue so much better than Rufus and Zigzag. I was hoping to be vice president.
You know what? You can still be the president, but I'll share. You can use my name.
Okay.
I'll be there with you.
Great.
President
I'm the president
Zigzag.
Speaking on behalf of Zigzag.
Like, all right. President Rufus, Grand Exalted Ruler Zigzag. I mean, I think that's
there
just
kind
of...
Well, yeah. Maybe Grand Wizard fits you better since you're so racist.
Well, thank you. You notice I'm wearing white tonight.
Yeah. I've noticed nothing because I can't see you.
You can't see me. I'm not actually... I'm wearing my Giggle Sticks sweatshirt. So, folks, protect your investment with your marijuana. An average gram of marijuana costs $22 a gram, Rufus, okay? Now, the average joint weighs a little less than a gram, maybe between a half gram and a gram. So if you just buy one Giggle Stick for $2 and say you protect one joint, you've basically, at least quadrupled your money. Because you've saved $10 by spending $2. Who wouldn't do that?
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Like the world's best investment. Is it not?
It's more sound than my 401k. That's for goddamn sure.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, anything's more sound than a 401k. I mean, honestly.
As if I have a 401k.
The Titanic's hull was as sound as the, your 401k.
That's what we should. We should start a hedge fund company called Titanic Investments.
Oh my God, we should. You're right. You stick your head in the sand. We'll just the whole website will be nothing but stock tickers and like the band playing the last waltz What were I thought the band played until it sank, right? I mean, wasn't that the deal?
I think so. I was like, I would. Wouldn't you? Let's go out playing, man.
You know what? I would if I was being held at gunpoint. Otherwise, I'm trying to get off that fucking boat.
I love your honesty. That's the Hyper Sloth honesty right there. Self-preservation is the number one.
I mean, I'm trying to think. You think they were holding these guys at fucking gunpoint? Keep playing. Keep fucking smiling. Because I know for a fact I would not.
Well, if it's a band, they're probably high anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So they would never drown because they'd be so paranoid that that was going to happen that they would have stashed a bunch of shit all around for themselves.
Yes.
That's how I survived the Titanic.
Sounds like we've just wrote the script for Titanic 2.
I think we did. Behind the scenes. That's the E. Hollywood story on behind the scenes at, on the Titanic as it sank.
Nice.
They were just some jazz guys smoking some tea. That's what they called it back then, Rufus.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Tea. Didn't you read Malcolm X?
No.
Really? You didn't have to at St. Edward's? For Miss Marcia Kinsey? You probably were supposed to. Probably forgot about it.
Or maybe didn't do it.
I'm going to tell you the three parts I remember about the whole movie, okay? Say movie? Whoops, I meant book. Even though I probably did watch instead. But Malcolm X sold weed to Red Fox. You know who Red Fox is, right?
Saffron and Son.
Yeah. Yes, true story. They kind of grew up together smoking weed and selling weed. This is a true story.
How crazy is that? That's awesome.
And the only other thing I remember is the is what a zoot suit is.
Yeah, a zoot suit.
You're not familiar with a zoot suit?
Well, I'm familiar with a zoot suit. I didn't know Red Fox had a zoot suit.
Dude, Red Fox and Malcolm X both fucking were wearing zoot suits, yo. That's how they rock and roll. You know what? Someone should bring back the zoot suit. The zoot suit's pretty fly looking, really.
Well, I think the boys in the movie Swingers tried to bring back the whole zoot suit swinger thing back in the 90s.
A zoot suit is not complete without a big-ass fucking hat, dude. And, I mean, a zoot suit is like the opposite of what the homies are wearing now, because now they wear their pants, like, super low. But when you had a zoot suit on, dude, your waist of your pants, like, came up underneath your tits almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, a zoot suit's so much better. I'm surprised with the whole hipster movement there hasn't been a resurgence of zoot suits completely 100%, like orange fucking pinstripe zoot suits with fucking big ass floppy hats.
Well, I think that was the hipster movement of the 90s.
Well, I guess those guys, like those swinger guys, were like the hipsters of the 90s, right? I guess there's probably always been a hipster element to society.
And there's always been a hipster, yeah. But the movie Swingers sort of brought back the whole swinger music.
Swing dancing.
It took off. Yeah, swing dancing. And that whole, they had the big wallet chains and stuff. Oh, yeah, I was a huge swing dancer. I swing danced everywhere.
You had those killer fucking black and white wingtips. That was fucking sweet. When you wore those at the sub shop, that was awesome.
With the taps on the heels, I'd come in clapping.
Yes, exactly. And the point, like the little metal point on the front, too. That was pretty sweet.
That's true. That's true. I could knock my toes together and light a cigarette with a spark. It was pretty cool.
I remember
that
time at the shop where you like danced with that chick and you were swinging her all around and then you knocked the napkins off of the countertop. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. And I threw her through the ceiling tiles for that last bit.
You did. That was awesome. You know, the best part about that was that I got to see your underwear because her big puffy skirt was flying all over.
Too bad her bush was the size of a fucking redwood tree. It's got to turn off.
Too bad. Oh, I thought that was her underwear.
No. It was a forest of nits and ticks.
She could dance. She got down. There's no doubt about it. She really got down.
She could do the 23 skidoo, and the fucking 46 skidoo.
Really?
Oh, she could do the shit out of some skidoo.
I only remember her from the 69 skidoo.
Oh, man, she told me about that.
23 and 46 put together.
Well, she tried to tell me about that, but her mouth was full.
With my skidoo? Full of my skidoo?
She sneezed. I got your skidoo all over my face. It was kind of odd.
Sorry about that.
She said,
she gave her a mouthful of skidoo. There's no doubt.
I've got a face full of skidoo.
I told you not to skidoo in my mouth.
I told you to skidon't.
Oh, man, folks, you guys are missing a great show tonight. You should call in 646-478-0616 and tell us how great we are, because we're fucking hilarious.
Fucking skidon't. Jesus Christ.
So what's going on down there in Arkansas? Did they ever come and get your horse?
No, we still got that horse. They passed because that horse was a little too, she didn't want to go. So we still got her.
Right.
We got too many horses in her. That's fine. We're going to keep her. Honestly, the wife was having second thoughts because she loves that horse anyway.
Well, how come you decided to get rid of the horse?
We just thought she was too big for the area, eating down all the grass. It hasn't been raining. I mean, it hasn't rained in like forever. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, it was a monsoon last year. This year, it's a dust bowl.
Yeah, they're saying the whole winter is going to be like this, actually. Not a lot of snow, not a lot of rain.
I'd like to see some snow. Being from Texas, it's kind of a treat.
Come up to Colorado, you can see as much snow as you want. You can take as much home as you want, too. I want to see you go to the airport with bags of fucking snow, see what happens.
How much does it snow up there? I mean, here apparently it snows enough to be fun, but I have to imagine you're like waist deep in it for like months.
Yeah, feet of snow for 6 months, probably.
How do you function? How do you get out of the house and do stuff?
It sucks. You know what I liken it to? Imagine if you were on the fucking moon, because that's almost what it's like. You know, other than the pressure, you've got to put on a shitload of fucking clothes. You know what I mean? You've got to bundle your face up and your ears and your nose and your eyes because it's so fucking bright. So, really, it's kind of like being on the moon for 6 months. It's great. I can hit a golf ball super far.
So, what's the difference between being there in the summer and being there in, like, the middle of the winter when you just get an idea to, like, oh, I want to go out and get a Coke or I want to go out and get a Subway sandwich? Is it like, no, I'm going to wait until I have to get 40 fucking things because I know it's going to be a nightmare? Or do you still just kind of go out and do something on a whim?
You know what? I've lived in the snow my whole life. So, yeah, I just go out. I don't fucking – you know what? It's actually kind of cool when it's snowing really hard and not a lot of people are out to be, like, out driving around. It's probably kind of idiotic in a way. But if you know what you're doing and you're not going fast, the only way you can really wipe out – in the snow or on the ice, well, on the ice more so, but it's by driving like a fucking complete jackass.
Sure.
Right? And not realizing, hey, there's fucking snow. I can only see 10 feet in front of me or maybe less. You know, it's time to go fucking 3 miles an hour and just sit in the nice warmth of my fucking car, because if I drive like a jackass, I'm going to end up in a ditch digging my fucking shit out, freezing my fucking nuts off. But plenty of people still drive like fucking idiots.
Now, is there black ice? I've heard of black ice before, which I guess is like ice you just can't see because of lighting, and it surprises you and you skid around. Is there black ice there that you encounter?
Yeah, but that's more like black ice is more like a late fall, early spring kind of thing where it melts, like it snow melts or it rains, and then the wind blows super hard, and it's like a thin coating Well, I mean, it can get thick, but like a thin coating, because ice is the worst thing when you're driving. Snow's no big fucking deal.
Sure.
I mean, you can slip on the snow, yes, but ice, I mean, you just totally lose control. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people driving like idiots and fucking totally lose control and, like, wreck their fucking car around a tree and shit like that.
Jeez.
I mean, more than probably 20 times I've seen that happen.
Wow, that's insane.
So, yeah. That's what I got to look forward to. So you enjoy that snow, Rufus, down there in Arkansas, where it'd probably get to a low of about 40 this winter.
Well, it'll get lower than that. It'll get, you know, in the teens or 20s, but it just apparently it's not going to snow that much. I mean, last year it snowed pretty great. I mean, you have to understand, I'm from Texas where there is no snow.
Right,
so
it's
kind of a nice treat. You know,
I understand.
I'd step outside and I'd get snow up to the top of my foot. And I was like, man, I'm in a winter wonderland.
I remember when I went to St. Edward's my first year there, it snowed like a ton, right? I mean, not a ton, but a lot for Austin, Texas, right? And
oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, got out inner tubes and cardboard boxes and shit. And the other RA, remember I was telling you about Mike Gehrke, my RA, originally when
yeah.
I went to St. Edward's? Well, there was another RA, right? And he was the RA for Doyle Hall. And I'm trying to remember his name, but he was the weirdest fucking looking dude. He was ultimately, I don't know, he's like a hard person to figure out. He's like, seemed like he was way into sports, but looked more like a gay fucking guy from the 70s or something. But he was like 50. You know what
that's
I mean? He had like long
that's
green.
The craziest description of anybody I've ever heard.
He looked kind of like Stephen King with like long stringy hair.
Okay.
Like a bob. Like there's some kind of weird fucking bob haircut that just was fucking odd.
Good
but
God, anyway. I'm scared of the guy.
Yes. But I mean, people thought he was like totally harmless or whatever, but I was like, this guy's fucking creepy. Well, because he just acted so aloof. You know what I mean? You would have thought the guy was asexual by the way he acted, but if you fucking had half a brain, you're like, this guy's fucking a creep, and he's just, like, playing a part. You know what I mean? So
oh, wow.
He fucking, they got this inner tube, and these chicks are on this inner tube, like, two chicks are on this inner tube, right? And he, like, runs up, jumps on top, and I shit you not, dude, fucking grabbed both of these chicks in, like, their fucking vaginas. Right? Like, fucking me and my buddies are all standing back there, and we watched him, like, jump on this and, like, do it. You know what I mean? He was acting like he was, like, pushing them and then jumped on. But he literally had his fucking hands in their fucking crotches. And they didn't, I guess they didn't think anything of it. I don't know. Maybe someone thought they were molested that night. I have no idea how it played out after that, but I just thought, man, that is fucking odd. His name was Pete. I won't say his last name in case he's incarcerated right now. Are you still there, Rufus? 90 seconds left. 50 seconds left. Oh, 60. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened. My phone hung me up. It probably has like a time limit.
I sounded like a total idiot. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, folks. 646-470-0616. We're going to take it into the VIP tonight, Rufus.
Yes, a little bit. I've already got a P.
VIP. The VIP P.
Yes.
All right. We'll check you folks in the VIP shortly. Hey, this is the part of the show we call the VIP because Rufus has to go VIP. We see how long we can stretch it until he almost has his bladder burst. And I must admit I'm guilty of the same. I have to pee right now, but I'm going to see how long I can go for the good of fucking mankind to bring you this
show.
Let's
tough it out. Let's tough it out. We'll make a contest out of it. Who can go the longest?
We will.
So wait, last I heard, your buddy, your creepy buddy from St. Ed, jumped on two girls and grabbed their vajayjays while
right.
tubing?
Yes, while they were tubing. The only time it ever snowed in Austin, Texas, while I was there for 15 years. It probably iced one or two times. But so his name was Pete. I remembered his name was Pete while you were gone. And so I was just like, me and my buddy saw the whole thing plain as day. And it was totally weird, but he was like so asexual acting that I think the chick didn't even think that anything of it. You know what I mean? It was clear to us dudes that I'm like, that was fucking creepy and weird. You know? But then again, I don't know if those maybe some chick, for all I know, thinks that she fucking was molested that day. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what you think about it, and she just didn't say anything.
Well, it sounds like he's a genius villain, and I think he won.
It's so fucking creepy. I mean, that's kind of a guy that's got some power on somebody, too. You know what I mean? Just to be that fucking creepy.
Yeah.
He looked like Stephen King, and I'm trying to remember what fucking, like, one of Stephen King's very, very early movies. Where he still kind of had hair and wasn't, like, completely nutty looking. Hadn't really lost all of his marbles yet.
Oh, God, I don't know. Stephen King only does, like, cameos in movies.
Right.
There was one. It's not Tales from the Crypt, but Tales from the Crypt is based off of it.
Geordi, you idiot!
Geordi, this is meteor shit! Yeah, that guy. That's what I'm thinking of. That character. Yeah. Creep Show.
I love that part.
Creep Show.
Yes, Creep Show. Exactly. Weren't those people killed? Oh, that was the Twilight Zone where those people were cut in half by that helicopter blade shooting that movie. Remember that?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
I don't trust helicopters or movies.
Who would ever ride in a helicopter? At the state fair here, they were having fucking helicopter rides, and I'm like, you couldn't give me enough money to get up in that flipping helicopter. There's nothing safe about a helicopter.
This just seems so completely unstable to me.
Right.
And you have to.
Here's the problem.
You have to pilot them with your feet and your hands. You're controlling that back thing and the deal at the same time. And I'm like, I don't trust any human being enough to coordinate. Not even a drummer, to coordinate their feet and hands together to fucking pilot a helicopter. I don't. Sorry. Helicopters should be outlawed.
Not only that, dude, there's no possibility if a fucking helicopter, like, shuts off in the air, it just drops out of the fucking sky.
Right.
At least
with an
airplane, you probably aren't going to live, but you're under the guise that you can float to the ground and, like, land safely. However remote the possibility, at least the possibility is there.
Yeah, honestly, the possibility is probably pretty good, given the conditions. You can glide
right.
in a plane. Don't glide in a helicopter. Yeah, you just fall like a stone, just like
I mean, a long fucking way, too. Fast. I don't know. I mean, you do – look, the helicopter – you hear about a helicopter crash in, like, Afghanistan or something, like, once a week when they're flying a lot of helicopters and shit over there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even off our own coast when they're doing, like, Navy stuff. I mean, they're fucking – the weird part is, dude, there's helicopters that can lift tanks and shit. That's fucking insanity. Imagine how fast that helicopter falls to the fucking ground when that shit breaks down.
Oh, and imagine – I mean, it's not like the blades stop and you just fall down. Usually something's going haywire and you're like – what the fuck? And shit is spinning, and you crash to the ground. The blades are breaking up, and you're flipping around. You know, at least with the plane, you're like, I'm in the air. Okay, I'm gliding for a while, and now I hit a mountain, and I'm dead. But with the helicopter, it's just total fucking chaos. As soon as something goes wrong, chaos. Just nothing good. Just stress and chaos.
Just like the worst carnival ride ever.
<That's>
pinned back in your seat, flipping in every different direction, watching the ride fall apart on you. They should put one here at the State Fair.
Every professional helicopter pilot should be trained as a carnival barker. Step from the helicopter. Step it into it right now. The most exciting ride you've ever seen.
Famous people die in helicopters all the fucking time, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Just because famous people are the only people that ride in fucking helicopters. The whole rest of the world's too smart.
Hey, helicopters don't care, man. Helicopters don't give a shit. They're just like, I'm going to break right now. Fuck you, bitches.
Yeah, right.
I'm spinning out.
Helicopters do not give a shit about who you are.
That's right. Look, we're with Niagara Falls. Fuck you, assholes. Clack, 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 clack.
Who do you think you are? I'll be melted back in another helicopter, and you'll be dead.
You know, it's funny you bring this up, because I've been seriously thinking about taking flight lessons, not in a helicopter, but in an airplane, yeah. Pilot lessons.
That's bold. That's pretty
bold. Pretty
bold. Dude.
It is pretty bold. I'm nervous as hell. I got an email. I get an email back from a place in Fort Smith that does it, and he's like, give me a call so we can talk about rates and financing and all that shit, because it's costs a lot of money.
I don't want to scare you, dude, but I don't want you to do it, and it's perfectly selfish of me, because I'm afraid, like, with my luck, somehow me and you getting back together and getting ready to make a big mark on the world, you're going to get in a fucking plane crash, and it's going to be because of my bad luck. Won't even have anything to do with you. You'll be just like a victim of my bad luck.
No, think about the positives. Think about the positives. I could be the Hypersloth taxi. How cheap would it be instead of like buying a ticket on a fucking commercial airliner, if I can just rent like a two-seater plane and fly to Indiana, Colorado, and then, crack out some fucking genius.
There is no way that is cheaper. There is no way in the United States of America. You can fly here cheaper than you could fucking drive here, probably.
You think?
Yes. Yes.
A two-seater prop plane. What if I bring some cargo? What if I'm hauling cargo? What if I hook up with some people selling some shit on eBay here in Arkansas, and I'm like, I'll take Colorado for you.
You're going to try to – they can send the same stuff via UPS for, like, $5. You're going to have to be like, it's going to be $290 to get this mixer to Colorado.
That's right. Honestly, no, I wasn't thinking about, like, a practical alternative to travel. I was just like, it might be fun and scary. But I haven't called the guy back because I am –
if
terrified.
You do that, dude, you gotta go as far as that guy did for Iron Maiden. Was it the Iron Maiden guy who flew his whole flew the whole tour?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I mean, I saw a rockumentary on that, and you know what? I'm not the world's biggest Iron Maiden fan, but really, then after listening to it, I was like, I know a lot of these Iron Maiden songs just from high school. You know, I didn't realize famous, I guess, Iron Maiden really was.
Yeah, I don't know objection about Iron Maiden, but I do know that even still on the radio, there's lots of Iron Maiden songs going on. And you got to respect
that. Bruce Dickinson, he's the lead singer guy, right? Isn't that his name? I think that's his name. I apologize if I'm wrong, but he's a pretty fucking level-headed guy. I was like, I would let this guy fly me around as long as there's five other co-pilots right there.
No, you're right. And I did read something. I don't remember at all what it's about now, but I did read something just recently where he was making statements about something, and it wasn't even about music. It was about something. Oh, he's like, he just got out of a battle with cancer. Yeah, it was about life and death. Yeah, yeah. He just beat the shit out of cancer for like the second time. And it was a really intelligent interview, and I was like, man, this is the dude from Iron Maiden? That's crazy. If I can find it, I'll send it to you.
Now, he didn't play the guitar, did he?
Anything about Iron Maiden. Huh?
He didn't play the guitar. How could he have possibly gotten cancer? He didn't even hold a guitar pick.
He shook hands with Eddie Van Halen, and then he licked his fingers after eating some KFC.
Oh. It's finger killing good. Finger licking killing good. Or cancerous
That's
good.
That's right. That's right. Kentucky Fried Polyps.
Hey, as long as you put on a nice commercial and make it sound like polyps are like good, people would be like, yeah, I'll take some fucking polyps.
No shit. Polyps. It sounds like something like a popcorn chicken or French fries, something you just sort of munch on. I'll take an order of polyps. Thank you.
I'll have the cheese polyps.
The cheese polyps. I'll take the cheese polyps with an Asian dipping sauce. Thank you.
With the sweet heat, please. With the sweet heat sauce.
Sweet and sour polyps. That's my favorite.
This is what they don't tell you. They just say, no, the polyps come later.
That's right. It's polyp-inducing.
You won't be getting the polyps today, but you will be getting the polyps eventually. You just won't be today.
That's why they call them popcorn polyps, because someday you're just sitting around and suddenly like, oh, boop, goddamn, I got a polyp.
Oops, another polyp. Then you have to think back, must have been that plate of wings in 93. That's what that
right.
One feels
today,
like.
Today was a two polyp day. I had two polyps show up.
Dear diary, I was sitting on the back porch, and suddenly I felt a first polyp, and then believe it or not, a couple hours later, I had a second polyp. I was so excited.
That's right, a second polyp. It's going to be a good barbecue this weekend.
Polyps and potato salad. Delicious.
Polyps. There's nothing like a brisket cooked polyp. Cook a polyp for 13 hours.
Slow smoked.
A slow smoked polyp. Man, it smells like butter in your mouth. Tastes like pus.
It melts like the fatty polyp that it is. I'm not even sure what a polyp is. Is that wrong? I just know that I don't want one, as far as I know. As far as I know, if you hear you have a polyp, that's never been good news.
Apparently polyps are bad and they only happen in your butt, so there's nothing good about polyps.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. I'm at the age where I need to like have probably a digital rectal exam.
Have you ever had a rectal exam?
I have not. Not willingly.
Yeah, me either.
Not when I'm in my special place.
I've had some rectal stuff, but not an exam per se.
I just got a little weird when I said to the doctor, where do I put my pants? And he said, over there by mine.
I can't beat that, dude. That's fucking brilliant. Did you make that up on the spot? You stole the show,
no,
man.
I've heard that before, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
Thank
that clever.
God. Dude, I'm glad you admitted that, because if that had been your line that you came up with on the spot, I would not feel worthy to ever speak to you again. That was pretty goddamn good.
Well, I take that back. I did make that up right now. I just was afraid you didn't like it, so I didn't want to claim it.
Okay. No, I know you're not that creative. It's all right. I was just kidding.
You're right. I'm not. But you know what? The good news is I have a great memory.
Hey, that counts for a lot.
Right. That, it's not just luck. It's memory, too.
Oh, yeah. Memories
Here's
and polyps.
What pissed me off today. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah. And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
So, guess what I saw on TV today?
Uh-oh. What?
A commercial for an app that lets you read your lottery ticket with your phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I want to know who's been listening to the show. Obviously, some bigwigs, some people with some pull. Somebody that wasn't us.
No, it's some tiny person with a lot of pull. You know, it's some my dad's a rich lawyer. And I've got this idea that I stole from a podcast that I love.
And,
shame.
Yeah,
poor shame.
Right. bastard. Call and give us our share of the money. We're not even going to be dicks about it, but we are going to get an agent. Tell me we're going to try to get an agent.
Did you see my email?
I did. A freelance agent, when I clicked on the freelance agents, it seemed like most of them had other jobs. Did you notice that?
Well, they're freelance.
Right. I mean, I understand that. I say we go right to the top, baby. I say we send the fucking shit to William Morris and shit like that. Fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
William Morris, the tobacco guy?
No, that's a big agency, too.
Well, we can do it. We got to have something to send, though.
Philip Morris.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like, okay. Oh, yeah, we can do that, but we got to have something to send. I mean, we can't have them sift through three years of shows, 2.5 years are just Blog Talk Radio fuck-ups. So
this is true. I mean, we don't really need it to be that long. I mean, we
That's
got hours
said.
Of material. I'm just listening to that one show that I just randomly put on that fucking day, dude. I was fucking dying. I mean, we're hilarious. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know, I thought about this today. I mean, we can't let each one of our shows is at least an hour and a half long.
Right.
I can't listen to them all. You can't. We need to split them up, listen to them,
right,
and highlight the best parts, and then compile that into a demo reel. I mean, for real. I was thinking about
this is the problem I have with that, dude. When I start listening to a show, I don't want to do anything else. It's not like I could sit in my office and just, like, listen to a show and work, because I get so into fucking listening to the show that I swear to God, I can't really think about anything else except, like, listening to the show.
No, that's what I mean. I'm not saying listen passively. I mean, like, listen, do nothing, but we have to split up the episodes, listen actively, and, like, jot down, okay, this would be good on the demo reel, you know, note whatever we're talking about and the time that it happens, you know, 2 minutes and 30 seconds in or whatever. And then we compare notes on those and then compile a minute and a half demo reel. But, man, it's a lot of material just for me or you to go through.
It's overwhelming to think about, because I don't want to feel like we didn't send the best material. You know what I mean? It's just, there's just so much to fucking choose from. Every show is just like, I mean, the Cock Cage episode is almost got to fucking be part of it, I think.
Right. No, I mean,
early on, we had some crazy shit.
That's true. I mean, we can't pick anything wrong. I mean, I wipe that off your shoulders right now. Whatever we pick will be good. But,
right.
We just have to listen to it all and pick everything. It won't be the best. It won't be the worst, because it'll all be the best.
Our demo reel will be like a Surveyor Advantage video. It'll just get getting longer and longer and longer until it's fucking every show strung together. Someone has listen to it for fucking 18 days in a row.
Dude, we should totally make it like a corporate pitch, the Hyper Sloth Advantage. Would you like to enjoy the Hyper Sloth Advantage? Here's how you can do that.
Well, right.
They're funny.
We should.
They're entertaining. They make music. Just make it totally fucking cheesy.
Right. No, they come up with great ideas. I mean, we easily could do that. I mean, the Hyper Sloth Advantage is like everything. Advantage you for knowing Hypersloth. We should do it like that. I mean, that's just fucking clever, too.
How
do you
argue with the
genius of that? Animation. They do animation.
That's right. So we'll play bits.
What
we'll play
we
bits of the shows. We have to pick out the bits of the shows. We'll play bits of the shows.
Yes.
We'll be intersected. It'll be like an infomercial. Check out this bit that, you know, exhibits the Hyper Sloth Advantage. Blah, blah, blah. Here's a bit that's fucking hilarious. There you have it. The Hyper Sloth Advantage.
Your Hyper Sloth's not just witty. They're also creatively genius. And then we talk about one of our awesome fucking inventions that needs to be done. Then, hey, they're also taking the entrepreneurial spirit. They have a product line of marijuana. They're forward thinking.
Humor, apps, music, marijuana.
Right.
What don't these guys have? That's the Hyper Sloth Advantage. Well, make
it like
a total corporate video. Not bad.
You have to. It could be us sitting at our desk, like sitting at a desk. It could be us wearing knit hats. It could be me writing something down, right, at a desk, like a great idea, or then cut to, like, you playing music, right, and, like, writing something down, totally fucking genius, then cut to me, like, fucking working at a computer, then cut to you at the Bud Buddy warehouse packing an order, then cut to me.
It should.
I mean, seriously.
We should totally – we should paint ourselves as, like, Steve Jobs and Wozniak, like, the creators of the next fucking thing.
Well, we – but see, the deal is not that we are the future of the future. We should just go back to that.
That's right. We're the future of the future.
We coined it, goddammit.
I can see it. It's totally like an 80s corporate video.
Right.
Microsoft, the future of the future. And you see, like, the grain and shit going across.
Right. You know what? The first thing it does is it cuts to how we met. Right? I mean, let's give him the whole Hypersloth story in a fucking nutshell. Me and you sitting in front of the TV at Roehampton smoking weed, playing guitars, and then cut to, like, now. Then, like, fast forward 20 years.
Yeah. No, that's not how we met. We met at Delaware Subs.
Well, yeah,
and we're fulfilling a big order, and you showed up.
Oh, my God,
Dave
you're
Pucci.
Right.
Was like, yeah, I heard this new guy, Dom, and he's coming in. You came in, and I was like, who the fuck is this joker stepping on my territory, my turf?
I was about to talk you out, man.
I was about to talk you out.
You had an attitude for the first couple weeks, I remember.
Well, I saw the way you shuffled those salami slices, and you dealt them out like a Vegas dealer, and I was like, this guy's got
right,
stuff. He's got the stuff. I'm going to take him under my wing.
The right stuff. Well, I must admit, if it wasn't for you and Connor Harrington, there's no way. It's nice of fucking dickhead Aaron Turner to fucking tell me that I'm working a Thursday on my second day. Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's going to be the worst fucking day ever on that grill. You know what I mean? So, I never told you this until right now. So I had my sister call me at Delaware Subs and say she was in a wreck so I could leave early so I didn't have to work that Thursday.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead serious.
God damn. Dude, if we just wrote a movie about our time at Delaware Subs, we'd be set for life, honestly.
I know.
That's fucking gold.
That's better than any Clerks. That is better than any fucking Clerks. Movie.
It's better than any Clerks. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus Christ.
Hey, dude, we were smoking pot under the fucking vent hood. Remember that? And the cops came in?
I remember taking one hits from your one hitter in the women's restroom because it had the vent in the ceiling.
That's right.
And I remember taking one hits. And I remember coming out of the women's restroom after taking a few one hits, and you were, like, helping a cop at the fucking counter. And I was like, it was the first time I was really like, oh, shit, what do I do? And I washed some dishes.
Oh, jeez. To go back. You know what? We should make a movie about it, really, because it's an awesome story. It's a story that has to be told. I bet Bernie Sanders would give us the money to make that movie.
I think so. We should lobby him. Or he should lobby us.
We should send him our corporate video, too, and say, you need Hypersloth to fucking win over the American people.
This is true.
We can write jingles.
And so does the American people. The American people need Bernie Sanders and Hypersloth.
They do. They need us together. They really do. But, you know, this is what's said. And I know that he thinks he's saying the right thing, but he tells people he's a democratic socialist, okay? Which, he's right to be, because socialist, you have to have some kind of social equality in your society. You just have to, right?
I agree, but people don't understand what that means.
Right. That's right. Yeah. You want to hear my mom talk her fucking Fox News talk, and I love my mom dearly. She's my favorite person my whole life, no doubt about it. But
of course. Yeah.
But she heard the word socialist, dude, and what she sees is like fucking Russia and tanks rolling down the main street. I'm like, no, Mom, that's what the Republicans want. You don't understand what socialist is.
The socialists didn't come up with the Patriot Act, which is pretty much means that anything we do can be monitored and recorded, and you can be investigated for nothing. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the first thing Bernie Sanders wants to get rid of, is the Patriot Act. You know, I mean,
I got a bony for Bernie.
You like that, don't you? I smell T-shirts coming. Boner for Bernie. It's just men who support Bernie and his politics, right? Or is it gay men? We make the penis a flag, a gay flag.
Well, the penis is a pole. The flag just has his face on it.
Oh, my God. I like it. I like it a lot.
We sell miniature flags for people to put on their actual boners.
But, yeah, so socialism, I'm not really sure. What? The only reason the Russia failed is because America as capitalists just fucked them over, right? I mean,
yes and no. No, but it's the problem is people. Whenever you put all the distribution in the hands of an elite, the elite's always going to fuck everybody over. I mean,
that's what's happening now in America. Really?
It's the same thing. It's corporate socialism is what it is. Corporations own fucking everything and determine everything.
But still there's a handful of people that head up these fucking corporations.
Yes. All right, my bladder's about to burst. I guess I'll lose the content.
All right, we did it. How long did we go extra? Not even sure.
God damn. It's 8:27, 30 minutes almost?
Nice. Nice job, Rufus. Way to hang in there, buddy. I'm proud of you. 27 minutes. All right. I'm going to call you on a regular phone over the weekend or from my office or something. Because I should be getting those stickers for the Bud Light. I've got to get the site up and going. And I know it's my fault, everything. But I just want to talk to you about all that crapola. Off the air.
Give me a call.
This is fun stuff. All right, I got to piss too bad. All right, I'm getting beat. I'll give you a call on Skype.
All right.
So be well on your pooter. Okay. Oh!